This goes to Dr. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L. Fax 989-775-6472 regarding Lois Gieskin, G-I-E-S-K-E-N, date of birth 9/11/1951. Dear Dr. Ball, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Gieskin with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and history of proteinuria. Her last visit was May 1st of this year. She's had a good 6 months. She does have some right knee pain and has been going to physical therapy with some improvement. She believes that it's arthritis in both knees, actually, causing the discomfort. She denies any nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no edema. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No incontinence or nocturia. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and consists of supplements and no routine medications. Physical exam, weight 152 pounds, pulse 59, blood pressure 109 over 71, left arm. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. Abdomen soft and non-tender. No peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done 11-1-2023. Hemoglobin 12.7. Normal platelets. White count was 4.23. Sodium 140, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 24.8, calcium 9.8, albumin 4.4, phosphorus 3.6, creatinine is 1.0 with estimated GFR of 60. Assessment and plan, stage 3A chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and bilaterally small kidneys. The patient will have lab studies done every 3 to 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.